Every lesson so far quietly assumed the data was ready. In lesson 3, a single load dataset call produced a clean, labeled, split dataset. Real data is almost never that tidy. It arrives with missing values, inconsistent labels, junk characters, and wildly varying lengths. Phase 2 turns to that reality, and it starts with the dataset's library, the tool for loading, cleaning, and transforming data at a scale your laptop's memory could not otherwise handle. Keep a notebook open. Install the dataset's library if you have not. The running example is a dataset of patient drug reviews, the kind of messy, real-world text you will actually meet. Loading data from the hub or your own files. You have already seen the one-liner for a dataset that lives on the hub, but the same load dataset call also loads your own files. Point it at the right loader, CSV, JSON, text, and pass a data file's mapping of split names to paths. A tab-separated file is just CSV with a different delimiter. What comes back is a dictionary of splits, each one a dataset. Print it and you see the shape of your data at a glance, its column names, the features, and row count. One thing worth knowing up front, a dataset is backed by Apache Arrow on disk, not loaded wholesale into RAM. That is what lets you work with datasets far larger than memory. The library reads what it needs when it needs it. Peek before you leap. Before transforming anything, look at a sample. Chain shuffle with a fixed seed so it is reproducible. And select, which takes an iterable of indices. A quick look reveals the usual problems. A mystery unnamed first column, condition labels in mixed case, and reviews full of HTML escape codes and stray line breaks. Now you clean. Transform with map. The map method is the workhorse, the same method you used to tokenize in lesson 3. You give it a function that takes one example, a dict of that row's fields, and returns a dict of fields to update or add. Returning an existing key overwrites it. Returning a new key adds a column. Normalize the condition labels to lowercase. Add a brand new review length column by returning a key that does not yet exist. After this, every row has a review length column. Cleaning text works the same way, here using Python's HTML module to unescape those character codes. Filter out what you do not want. The filter method is map sibling. Give it a function that returns true to keep a row and false to drop it. A lambda is the natural fit. Some condition values are none and would crash the lowercase call, so drop them. And very short reviews carry little signal, so drop those too. The second filter removes roughly 15% of the rows. The pattern, map to add or change columns and filter to remove rows, covers most of the cleaning you will ever do. The map superpower, batching. Here is the switch that makes this practical on real data. Pass the batched flag and map hands your function a batch of examples at once, 1,000 by default, instead of one at a time. Your function now receives a dict whose values are lists and should return lists. This runs dramatically faster, and it is essential for the fast tokenizers you will meet in the next lesson. Tokenizing a whole dataset with batching and a fast tokenizer can be roughly 30 times quicker than one at a time with a slow one, because the fast tokenizer's Rust core parallelizes across the batch. For functions without a fast Rust path, map also accepts a process count argument to spread work across processes. As a rule, reach for batching first. It is the single biggest speedup available. A few more tools you will reach for. The rename column method cleans up column names across every split at once. The sort method orders rows by a column, useful for finding the extremes. The unique method returns the distinct values, handy for sanity checks, like confirming an ID column really is unique. The train test split method carves a validation set out of your training data, so you can keep the real test set untouched until the very end. Pandas when you need it, arrow underneath. Sometimes you want pandas for a quick value counts call or a group by. The set format call changes only the output format, the underlying aero data is untouched. So slicing the data set gives you a data frame. When you are done, a from pandas call turns a frame back into a data set, and a reset format call returns to aero. The library is built to interoperate with pandas, NumPy, and the deep learning framework, so you are never trapped in one representation. Save it, reload it. Once a dataset is cleaned, save it so you do not redo the work. There are also methods to write the dataset out as CSV or JSON, one file per split. And as you saw with models in Lesson 4, datasets push to the hub too, with the same patterns, so a cleaned dataset can be shared as easily as a model. Why this matters when you use AI. Most of applied machine learning is data work, not model work. The model architecture is usually a solved choice. The difference between a project that works and one that does not is almost always the quality and preparation of the data. The dataset's library is what makes that work tractable. Map and filter let you express cleaning and transformation as small functions applied across millions of rows. Batching makes it fast. And the aero backend means dataset size is not bounded by your RAM. And the discipline of carving a validation set with the train test split method, keeping the test set untouched until the end, is the same evaluation honesty from Lesson 3 applied to your data. You protect a slice the model never sees, so your final number means something. Garbage in, garbage out is not a slogan here. It is the thing the whole library exists to help you avoid. What you should remember. The load dataset call loads from the hub or your own files. Pass a loader, CSV, JSON, and a data files mapping for local data. You get a dictionary of splits, each a dataset with its features and row count. A dataset is aero-backed on disk, not held in RAM, which is why it scales past your memory. Map transforms, filter removes. Map takes a function returning a dict, update a column or add a new one. Filter takes a function returning true/false to keep or drop rows. The batched flag is the key speedup. It passes 1,000 examples at once, values become lists, and is essential for fast tokenizers. Reach for it before the process count option. Handy extras include renaming columns, sorting, finding unique values, and splitting off a validation set while leaving the test set alone. You can drop to pandas and back. A set format call changes only the output format. A from pandas call returns to a dataset. Save the cleaned dataset to disk and reload it later, each in one call. The model is usually the easy part. The data is where the work lives. Map, filter, and batching are how you do that work at scale without drowning in it.